I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said territory held by the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq could be liberated as early as next week. The president was speaking at a gathering of coalition partners. US military and intelligence officials said IS could stage a comeback without sustained counter-terrorism pressure. Trump shocked coalition allies in December when he declared that the group had been defeated amid reports he wanted to pull out US soldiers within 30 days. The chair of the US Bishops' Committee on International Justice and Peace has said he regrets the government's intention to withdraw from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which banned the US and Russia from using short and medium range missiles. Archbishop for Military Services Timothy Broglio said he was concerned for the potential of a new arms race as a result of the decision. He called for renewed dialogue among world leaders. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring has acknowledged wearing brown makeup to a party days after the state governor admitted wearing blackface. The second in line to the governor's seat said in a statement on Wednesday that he wore a costume to a party when he was 19 years old at university. Herring had joined calls for Governor Ralph Northam to quit over a racist photo and blackface scandal. The lieutenant governor is meanwhile battling a sex assault claim. Catholics attending Mass in the Archdiocese of Chicago last weekend heard a recorded message from Cardinal Blaise Cupich, updating them on a meeting to be held at the Vatican this month to address clergy sexual abuse. The Cardinal also apologised to the faithful who'd been let down by some leaders. The Cardinal is among those helping to plan the meeting with the heads of bishops' conferences from over 130 countries, which will take place at the Vatican from February 21st to 24th. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.